Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
You should ask yourselves two questions. Who is Johnny Watson?
I have been a Beatles fan since I was in my mother's womb.
Who is Joe Conte?
I have been the biggest Beatles fan since December 2019.
Together, they are the No B-Sides Podcast. Two comedians talk nothing but the Beatles.
Here they are.
All right, I think we're on.
All right, I think we're on too, everybody. Well, welcome to the No B-Sides Podcast. This is Johnny Watson along with...
Joe Conte, that's me.
That's him. And we are here today with a great episode, Joe. I'm very excited about today's episode.
Yes, of our. I think it's our... Is this our fourth episode?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah. And I think the number two episode got a lot of... It got like so many strikes against it that it was like on YouTube. There's so many copyright issues because we were playing a little bit of it's such a pain.
Ridiculous.
In the neck,
it really is ridiculous.
And of course, we are on the 100 Proof Podcasting Network on YouTube. And if you can also, if you're listening, you can also check it out on anywhere you get your podcast. And we have the great Shawnee as our producer. And
hello, Shawnee.
Yeah, Shawnee doesn't really know much about the Beatles, right, Shawnee?
Do I know about anything?
No, pretty much, no. Just about the only thing you know about getting DoorDash. That's the only thing this kid knows, yeah.
Hey, Sean, could I tell him what you told me a little bit, or are you going to tell him?
You can feel free.
Sean's dad got him a Beatles poster and a Beatles shirt.
Really? When was this?
It was just before Christmas because we just finished up doing, I believe, our first show. And I was talking to my father about it, and it turns out he loves the Beatles.
Of course. Yeah, so you're like, oh, now I got to do this podcast with these two old men who love this band that I have no idea. Now your dad bought you a Beatles shirt and what? What, a Beatles shirt and what?
A poster.
Isn't that great?
Cool. Are you going to put it right next to your NSYNC poster?
Yeah, I'm just going to have a row of posters for all the different shows I do.
This is how out of touch I am. I said NSYNC poster. Shawnee's like 23. I think when NSYNC was popular, Shawnee was like 4. So it doesn't even match up. I'm trying to sound cool.
Still funny joke. Still funny. Yeah, still funny. Yeah.
Still funny. Yeah.
I was going to say Hanson, but what do I know?
Hanson from 1997.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god. Yeah, they were pretty. All those girls. I mean, the boys,
they were great.
Yeah.
They were great. Do you know that the guy from Cheap Trick, Monte Carlos, is their manager now?
Are you serious?
Dead serious. That's why. And really? With Cheap Trick and him are having a lot of. I mean, you know, when it's not Cheap Trick Hop podcast, but they had a lot of legal issues. But yeah, he went over to start managing Hanson.
Oh, wow. And listen, Johnny Watson is Cheap Trick aficionado. He's not just a big Beatles fan. You love Cheap Trick. Tell them about you and your buddy, what you guys do with Cheap Trick.
Every year we go to Cheap Trick concerts. We go to at least one and we dress up as Cheap Trick. and they know us, man. Every time they see us, it's like, oh, these freaking guys again. What are they doing here?
Yeah.
People take pictures with us. We had interviews done with us and everything.
That's so great. Yeah, you guys are like the cool stalkers that they're like, yeah, they're harmless.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I always ask them to play this one song. Every time they see me, they're like, it's a song called Up the Creek. It's from a movie. So every time I see them, I'm like, are you going to play Up the Creek? So now when they see me, they're like, we're not playing Up the Creek.
Really? They'll let you know that they're not playing the song.
Yep, they let me know. Because we always go to the meet and greets. And when we go to the concert, we sit like first row, 50-yard line every single time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're dead center. First row. So, you know, we're right there at the front. Yeah.
That's wild, man. That's great, crazy, though. That's cool. Yeah, you guys actually sort of got to have a little, almost like a relationship with them because you guys are insane stalkers. You guys are like girls. You guys are like 14-year-old girls in 1964 with the Beatles.
Absolutely, we are.
Except it doesn't smell like urine after the Cheap Trick concert.
Of course.
This is going to be a fun episode because what we're doing this episode is we are giving our personal, what we feel is the most underrated Beatles album. And we're going by, I think you're with me on this, we're going by the original albums, not like when the Capitol Records took it over and there was like the Beatles Six and there was all those other ones. It's just the albums that came out in the UK, the albums that we all know, like, you know, Meet the Beatles and Hard Day's Night and you know, Help and Rubber Soul, you know, all that kind of stuff. Right. I think it's what, 12 or 13?
I think it's 13.
I think it's 13. Yeah.
I think
so. What we're going to do is we're going to give what we feel is their most underrated album. And we'll play a couple of snippets of some of the songs that are on the album and just talk about, you know, why we think it's underrated. Now Johnny's going to start first because his album that he feels is the most underrated came out earlier than mine. So we'll go with Johnny first.
Okay. My most underrated album is Meet the Beatles. That's my underrated. Yeah. I think it was like, you know, it was branded as their first album, but I know it's not exactly their first one, but in some, walks, it's, you know, Meet the Beatles. It's the first one.
Right. There are people that think this is the first one, but I think the first one is actually the one with Chains on it. I forget the
name of it too. Us two Beatles aficionados.
Exactly.
Forgetting the first album. We don't even know the first album.
But this is Meet the Beatles, and it's the album with four of their faces on it. Pretty simple.
Simple artwork.
Black background, their faces, just the heads going across.
There it is. And some places, actually, it's called With the Beatles as well. See, we have this one up here. Sean put this one up there.
So this is the same album, but this one's just called With the Beatles?
With the Beatles. And I think, actually, this one is their first one, if I remember correctly.
Huh. Okay.
With the Beatles. And then it was remastered, rebranded in the U.S. as Meet the Beatles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the confusing part. Because, see, when I first started my Beatlemania back in 2019 and right around the pandemic, I was just on Amazon. So I was just listening to each of the albums, and it was all of the British albums. You know, there was no Beatles Six. There was no the ones with the when they were all like in blood, like, you know, the one
Sleeve. The butcher sleeve. It was which is worth a lot of money.
I heard because they changed it, right?
They changed it. They put something over top of it, but the ones with the babies are underneath it. And so it's called the butcher sleeve.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's why, like, when it comes to Beatles songs, the ones that I know the least are the ones that were just singles. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Rain and what is it? A Paperback Writer. And, you know, and those, I don't know those songs as much. Well, it's because, you know, I didn't hear each of those songs 250 times a piece in the first 9 months that I listened to them. I might have only heard them 100 times because they weren't on the album. I was doing album and album and album over and over again. Sure. So I didn't get into the singles until I started listening to the Beatles channel on Sirius XM and Breakfast with the Beatles. So that's what we're going with. We're going with those original albums, none of the greatest hit stuff and all that kind of stuff, just their original albums. And Johnny is going to go with, Meet the Beatles or With the Beatles, whichever the one, Beatles, but it's still the same song.
Right. And they had, the album had, first of all, the song that broke them through here, I Want to Hold Your Hand. So think about that, right? It's an album that's not talked about a lot, but I Want to Hold Your Hand is on it.
And it's the one that broke them through completely, broke right?
Through. I mean,
that is it. I mean, because right. I think their first album had, it was the first one have I saw her standing there?
Or is that on this too? Let's see. Let me see here.
Because that was the one with Chains, and I think that was 63. And then this one, I think, is 64. And obviously, everybody knows, and 64 is when they just exploded in the yeah, United States.
In the United States. But they were, yeah. No, it's not on this one. So it's got to be on the first, on the other one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that makes sense. And, you know, and look, it's, the more
I saw her standing here is on this one.
Oh, it is on here. Yep. Okay.
And think about that. So you got, I Want to Hold Your Hand. I saw her standing there, right? That was on the Ed Sullivan Show. Right. I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yep.
I think I saw her standing there. And then you got This Boy, which was on. Think about it. Three of these songs were on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, so they did This Boy on the Ed Sullivan Show, too?
Yeah, they did This Boy on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And is This Crazy. Boy their album or is that a remake?
I think it's a remake. It's a remake.
Okay.
That was one thing with this album. There's several remakes on here.
Right.
So, but
they,
you know, so
they did them so, you know, they did them so well. I mean, nobody's
might as well have been theirs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and isn't there like 14 songs on that album or something?
There's it's a total like of 13 songs on here.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's crazy.
Ironically, that's how many albums they actually made.
Ah. Who knew?
Right.
Who knew?
So
one of my favorite songs on there is It Won't Be Long. That's one of my favorite songs. It's really catchy. Doesn't, you know, get as much recognition as I think mm-hmm. it should, but just a great song. You know, Lennon's voice is so powerful in it. You know, he's always had that powerful voice. And that's one thing I really enjoy about him.
Well, because I think think about it. It's like, how clever is that? It won't be long, right? It won't be long. Till I belong to you.
To
like
you.
It's clever. It's yes. play. It's wordplay. It won't right. be long. Belong. Like it's clever. I mean,
right.
you know, this is 1964. That's some clever stuff right there.
Well, a bunch of kids too, you know, a bunch of kids yeah. making it like that too, you know, and I don't know. It's just I love some of the stories on how they get the names of their songs and stuff like that with Hard Day's Night, for example, and
right.
stuff like, you know, with Ringo yeah. coming in, going, I had a hard day's night, and, you know, John taking that and running with it. And so,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And I think that's one of the things that I think makes them so special is that none of it seems contrived. It all seems like it just happened. You know what right. I mean? Doesn't mean they weren't working on stuff and hey, I want to, but it just like think about that story right there. Oh, I came home, right. I had a hard day's night. Oh, that sounds like something. Let's make a song,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's something so authentic yeah. about them, you know?
It really is,
especially
it really
in the early days because they were just doing whatever, they were flying by the seat of their pants, yet
right.
working really hard at, you know, putting together these great songs, whether they were a little simpler in the earlier days, but it just, I love it. What are some of the other songs? Like, there are a couple of songs you want to just have Shawnee play like a couple seconds of it just to,
yeah, like, you know, there's, you know, it's funny too, that's on here is I Want to Be Your Man is on this album, which ended up being with Ringo singing, which they ended up right. giving to the Rolling Stones as the Rolling Stones first hit.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy? So
did they give it to the Stones before and then they just put it on this album too?
Yeah, or? I believe they write the song, right? They do the song, right. they give it to the Stones, and then they record the song.
Oh, okay.
So isn't that crazy though?
That's
they gave
wild.
Them their first hit.
They gave their Stone they gave the Stones their first little push.
Yet there was the rivalry. Yet there was the rivalry.
Yet there was. But you know what? It's a rivalry, which I think is like a good way of putting it. Because when you have a rival, it's not like you're enemies. You're just like, oh, you know what? We're gonna get you guys. We're gonna put out another album. We're gonna make more hits. We're gonna have this, and it's great. It's almost like if you're running with somebody, you're constantly pacing each other.
And it's like Lennon and McCartney. They were rivals. You know, they were, you know, McCartney always talks about how Lennon pushed him to be a better writer because John was always, you know, everything John did was great, that, you know, he thought that what John did was great. So it caused him to be, you know, push himself to do more.
Right.
It's like us in our comedy, Joe.
Well, yeah. I mean, except we're not in competition, but when we do work on our stuff
work
together,
hard for each other, with each
it's
other.
Like, hey, you know what? That was good. You know, maybe you should do this with this joke. I mean, we were doing it yesterday. We were working on stuff and it's great that they had that chemistry to be able to do that because let's face it, man, they're considered, you know, I mean, is there really many more of, I guess you would call songwriting duos that you can really think of? I mean, when you think of Lennon McCartney, you know, if you think of a writing duo, it's, you just think Lennon McCartney. Boom.
Sure.
You don't think of anything else.
I don't even hardly think of, is there anything out there like them? I mean, you know, anybody else? I don't know.
I'm sure there is. I don't know. The Carpenters, you know, Bob.
I was so
Cindy
funny.
Carpenter.
I was just about to say the Carpenters. It's so funny you
Carrie
said that.
Carpenter and her brother.
Yeah, we were just on the same page. Even though he wrote most of their songs.
Oh, okay. He did. Yeah. So like, what are some of the other songs that are on there that you really, really like? And maybe you want to play a little clip, like, you know,
all right.
Cause Johnny's got something.
Johnny, you got Hold Me Tight on there?
Hold Me Tight? I believe I do.
Nice. I like this song. It's a catchy tune. McCartney's voice, you know, coming through. It's good. It's a good catchy little song. Do you know the song, Joe?
I'm pretty sure. As soon as I do. I'm just like, I'm trying to think of it. And what is it? It's like fourth or fifth on the album?
Well, it's near the bottom.
Near the bottom.
I should have made it a little bit more to the top, but I should have picked one at the top.
That's all right. We got.
I mean, all my loving is on this.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Dude.
All my loving. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. That's on there.
Yeah, we're just stalling, Shawnee. Whenever you want to play it, you can play it.
Well, did you guys send me a link to another playlist? Because both those songs I don't have on here, and I have 15 songs on here, and you guys mentioned
13. All right, well,
13.
Then how about this boy, Shawnee? You got this boy?
Wait a minute. What is the link that we sent you, what is it? What are some of the songs that are on there?
Okay, it's Beatles 1964, Meet the Beatles, and I have I Want to Hold Your Hand, I Saw Her Standing There, This Boy, Thank You Girl, Roll Over Beethoven, All I've Gotta Do, All My Loving, He Loves You, Please Mr. Postman, Till There Was You, Little Child, Money, That's What I Want, Not a Second Time, You Really Got a Hold on Me, and I Should Have Known Better.
Unless
there's several songs that are on there.
Well, I think that's the difference, because this is the, maybe it's with the Beatles and Meet the Beatles. Maybe one of them is the American version of it.
Sure. But Sean, do you have this boy?
Yes.
Why don't you give that one a shot? Let's hear that one a little bit. Now, this was on the Ed Sullivan Show. This is one where they did basically acoustic.
Okay.
And for the most part, it is, I think. And just tore the house down. I don't know if it's going to be the same way on the recorded one, but just tore the house down when they did this one.
Yeah, I would cut it right there because there
he goes. Lennon, yeah. I mean, Lennon's voice is just so powerful.
Yeah. And it's got that. Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's definitely not like my favorite song by the Beatles, but when I hear it, I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's almost got like a, I don't want to say a tango, but it's got like this this
thing. A little tango. Yeah, a little, you can dance to it.
I don't know, but again, it's so funny because when you hear John doing those songs, you know, from the early days, like you say, it's powerful, right? And yes, it just, it comes at you. And then in the later years, that same voice, you hear the pain and the struggle, yeah, like, right, you know what I mean? But it's still the same, it's the same guy, the same voice, but the voice seems to come from a different place later, yeah, on in the Beatles' career.
Well, you know how I feel about
that. Oh, yeah. On, well, we'll get into that. We're going to have a whole, I bet you that's going to be our next episode. That's what we're going to do. Your theories. Your theories, yes, are fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what are the other couple of tunes that you really like? I mean, think about it.
Right, well, of course, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, I mean, ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What launched them.
Yes. You can go with that one. So many.
Hold your hand. Oh, please. Say to me. Let me be your man.
It's cool because it's got the clapping thing,
right,
which is, you know, pretty unique for, you know, in a sense where it's not like it's really like, you know, part where it's like this is the clapping part. It's almost like taking the place of like a drum, you know, and sure, it's unique. And you can hear the bass and you can hear where Paul was going. And
yeah,
to where he just started to really just own that bass, and you could just start to hear it in the early songs like these, you know.
You know, it's so interesting the way he plays that bass too, like a guitar, you know, like where most people, yeah, you know, they got the fingers on top and they're plucking upwards, where he's going, yeah, downwards. You know, it's really interesting, yeah, the way he plays it, you know.
Yeah, and he played, like you said, he plays it like a guitar.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I really do.
So what are some of the other ones that are on there?
We don't have, let's listen to I Want to Be Your Man. We got, I Want to Be Your Man on there, Shawnee.
A second.
Just
don't see it on here.
Okay. How about, I Saw Her Standing There.
I do have that.
All right, let's give that a whirl. That was another thing that was so cool, the screaming. I loved when they screamed at each other.
Yeah, yeah. It's and it almost has almost like a, I don't want to say, it's almost got like this southern kind of like almost bluegrassy type of a sound, you know.
It's interesting. It's, yeah, interesting.
It's like when you go back and listen, you hear things where you're like, wow, they were just, there's no overrating them. You know, people that think, right, they're overrated are just people who just don't like them,
don't like them.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't like the Yankees because they've been so good for so long. So it's not, right, because I think, right, they stink. You know what, sure, I mean? But yeah, I mean, what are some of the other ones that are on this album?
Well, like I said, It Won't Be Long is on there.
Oh, dude.
Love,
I mean,
that song.
It's that one I love. And is All My Lovin' on this too?
All My Lovin', yep. Yep.
I mean, dude, right, crazy, now, if you just think of I Want to Hold Your Hand, I Saw Her Standing There, All My Lovin', It Won't Be Long. And I mean, you know, you're talking about right there, like five or six songs that would make any album like, yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
And that's not even, you know, there's barely any fluff in any, right, of these albums, you know?
Right. Right. There isn't really any fluff at all. In any of the albums.
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And but this album, you're right, dude, it doesn't get the love like, you know, like in their early albums, it doesn't get as much love as like A Hard Day's Night,
right?
Or Help. Even Help.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe because they had, you know, they kind of graduated to the next level where it was all their songs.
So also maybe too, there were movies and people got to see them and hear them, those yeah. songs. A lot more people got to hear this, you know, those songs. And maybe that's why this got shelved a little bit in the mm-hmm. you know, annals of popular albums.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I like the idea that you picked this album as underrated because it does not get the love. Even if you yeah. just do the first, you know, the first five or six albums, that earlier part of their career,
right?
It doesn't get the love as much as some of the other ones. No, just doesn't.
Nope.
I like doesn't. Your choice, man. Is there Thank one other you, song you want to play a little clip on before we?
You know, you got Not a Second Time on there, Sean?
Not a Second Time?
Called Not a Second Time.
I do.
All right, let's do that one. I like this one. This one doesn't get a lot of play, but yeah, I think it's a good song. Yep. Another Lennon style saying, hey, you know what? You're not getting another chance there, baby.
Yes. It's all, yeah. all negative.
It's so negative.
You just see it. He's the brooding artist. You can just yeah. tell. I mean, it was done in a very softer way in the early days, but you could tell.
Oh,
he's the brooding.
Gosh.
He's brooding. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It you know, it's all the songs are like, oh, I think it's a sin. You're looking at that guy, and it's yeah. fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's that for me, man. I think it was a good choice.
I think it's a very good choice, man. It really is, because it just does not get the love like other earlier albums.
Right.
So my album that I feel is so underrated, mm-hmm. I can't express how underrated this is. Because think about it. When people think about the best Beatle albums, right? First off, right off the bat, Abbey Road, right?
Right.
Abbey Road's always there, right? And I'm not doing it in any specific order, but when people talk about their best albums, it's Abbey Road, The White Album, Sgt. Pepper's, right? And then mm-hmm. they'll go into, it, you know, sometimes it'll be Revolver, it'll right. be Rubber Soul, and even some of the, you know, people that like the earlier stuff, like we sure. said, Hard Day's Night,
Help.
But nobody gives the Magical Mystery Tour any love. Dude,
you're right.
I think this is, for me, the absolute most underrated Beatles album. Because this album is loaded. Like, I don't even think we realize, even as big Beatles fans, like how loaded this album is. I mean, dude, starts... Now, my theory is, and I think this isn't even my theory, I think this is why this doesn't get the love, because when they made the movie, right? I think when they first made the movie, it was in color, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Right,
but then
they
made it black and white when they put it in the theater.
Right.
And it just didn't have the same bite that they needed it for the color. So people kind of were like, this isn't that good. And I think that affected the way people think about this album. Because think about it, dude. Magical Mystery Tour, right? Right off the bat. Shorty, if you want to play that real quick, a little bit of Magical Mystery Tour, the first song.
What are we listening to?
Is that a commercial? Because I gave you the YouTube link.
That's the link you gave me, Magical Mystery Tour.
The Beatles, Magical Mystery Tour.
Here it is, right there.
Oh, it's complete on ukulele. That's not
That's
it.
That's the link you sent.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
Listen,
you're the worst.
This shows that at 56, I need to wear my cheaters a lot more. Shawnee, can you look up the Magical Mystery Tour, The Beatles, on YouTube, the album, for me, please? I apologize. Oh my God! I'm like, what the? I thought it was like the I thought it was Bollywood's version of the Beatles. You know, I'm like, what the hell are we listening to?
Wow!
The
wow!
Ukulele.
That just goes to show you the influence of the Beatles. They have a ukulele version of the whole album.
Ukulele version of the whole album. Yeah,
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm like, what the hell are we listening to?
I wonder how these guys felt. Like, what's it like to be that popular, even after, you know, when you're done with everything? You know, I mean, Ringo and those guys are just, you know, they got to be like amazed at, you know, speaking of a different note, I watched Caveman last week.
I remember watching that
with Ringo.
As a kid.
With Ringo. It was just on Tubi. It was on the show, on the streaming service Tubi. And I watched it again. It was great. It was great. I loved it.
All I remember from when I was a kid was Zug Zug.
And that Zug was Zug,
like,
yeah.
I think that was like either boobs or sex or something like that.
Right. I'm trying to remember they had one of the football players from a long time ago on there. He was great.
Was it John Matuszak or was it Lyle Alzado? Might have been
Lyle Alzado, I think. Let me look it up. I'll look it up while we're talking. Yeah. I love that. Such a great movie.
Shawnee, do you want me to send it to you or do you
I found what I believe to be a normal version.
So because the album is called Magical Mystery Tour, and there's also a song. The first song is called Magical Mystery Tour. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
It was John Matuszak. There we go.
Yeah. A magical mystery. I mean,
oh, I love it.
It's so good. And it's got Fool on the Hill, which is great. Fool on the Hill is great. You know what I always say? I bet you since this song came out, right? And this is my little political thing. I bet you no matter what, from 1967 when this came out till today, whenever anybody hears Fool on the Hill, they think of wherever they live, America, UK, whatever it is, they think, wow, this is the song about the guy or girl who's in charge right now.
Right.
That's what it always sounds like. It always sounds like they're talking about the leader, a king or a leader or whatever of the free world. But Fool on the Hill is great. Then there's the instrumental, Flying. All right. Sean, you want to play just like 5 seconds of Flying? Because there's an interesting tidbit about Flying that I learned. Cool sound, you know?
That is really cool.
Really cool sound. You got that little trippy thing going on, right?
Yep.
And it's the first, and I think it's the only song in their original albums, you know, that is credited all four Beatles. All four Beatles are credited for writing on this song.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's my one little interesting little tidbit.
Good for Ringo.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. You know, Ringo wrote a couple of cool songs, and he did. You know, it wasn't his forte, but, you know, listen, I love Octopus's Garden, and I love
My God.
I love it.
I love that movie. I love the movie Get Back when they show him and George kind of working on it. Mm-hmm. I love that part of it. You know, knowing
it's
what you know today.
G. he's trying to play it, and George, he's just sitting here laying on the couch, and he's like, B. No, G. It was just hilarious. It was so great.
Yeah.
Then you have Blue Jay Way, which is like their trippy, it's George's trippy tune, you know, which is a cool song, you know? it's not something, or, you know, Here Comes the Sun, but it's a good
song. Sure.
Then you have Your Mother Should Know.
Love that song.
Oh, it's such a great song. Sean, you want to just play like 6 or 7 seconds of Your Mother Should Know? Because it's got that old, it almost has that like When I Was 64 type of a sound to it.
Yeah, that's very
a little bit oldies, of an oldie type oldies sound. Type,
yeah.
And of course, it's out, you know, like, you know,
yeah,
you know. It's great. It's so good.
Your mother was born.
Now, this is where you get into the meat of this album. I'm sorry, but I Am the Walrus is on this album. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is like when you hear when anybody says the word walrus, they just think Beatles and Who's the Walrus and is Paul dead and
who knows
this. Yeah, right, exactly. Shorty, if you want to play a little bit of I Am the Walrus, it's one of their iconic songs, and it's on Magical Mystery Tour.
It is there.
I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So then you got Hello Goodbye. Like,
such a really great song. So,
I Am the Walrus, followed by Hello Goodbye. Go ahead, Sean. Yeah. Play like a little bit. And I'm going right in order, so it'll be nice and easier for you to find it. But just play a little bit, like, you know, a couple seconds of Hello Goodbye. One of Paul's whimsical tunes.
Yep.
My favorite part of it. You know,
John's would have just been goodbye. You say goodbye, I say goodbye-er.
John's like, you say goodbye, I say I already left. All right,
I left. I already. I'm out the door.
I'm out of here. I've had enough of this whimsical nonsense. Yeah. So right now you're going from Your Mother Should Know, I Am the Walrus, Hello Goodbye, and then John's masterpiece, which is Strawberry Fields Forever, which is my cousin's favorite Beatles song. And my cousin is a huge Beatles fan. He used to play Beatles songs to me all the time, and I wanted nothing to do with them when we were kids.
Wow.
So if you could play a little bit of Strawberry Fields. This album doesn't get any love.
That
is, you can't, you know, children, but it's all right. It's all right, yeah. So you have Strawberry Fields, which is where John grew up, and he wrote that song, you know, and obviously with Paul, and, you know, helped him out.
Sure. You got the famous, then you get the famous I Buried Paul in there.
Yeah. Yes, right, exactly.
People tried to figure out what it is.
Right, tried to figure out what it was. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what's he really saying? What does all these things mean?
Sure.
And then the last two songs, you go with Penny Lane, which, depending on what day, Penny Lane creeps into my top five Beatles songs. And like, on a regular day, it's not there because I have my four or five songs that I absolutely love. But on a day, if I'm not thinking of it, I'm like, what's my favorite? Oh, yeah, Penny Lane. I love Penny Lane. Play a little bit of Penny Lane, Shawnee.
It's a clean machine.
Really? And then what is that? Is that the French horn, or is it the trumpet? I think it's the trumpet, right?
Yeah, it's a... I forgot the name of the trumpet, but it's like a very famous.
It's a different type of trumpet, right?
Yeah, different type. Yeah, different type. Very super high noted.
Penny Lane, like, to make a street more, I mean, to make a street infamous. I mean, think about it, dude. The two streets that are infamous with the Beatles is Penny Lane and Abbey Road.
Right. And what did someone say last night about the about Abbey Road? They said that they're going to get four
people. Oh, the
show
we were at, there were some people that we were talking to after the show, and they're going on vacation to England. Right. And of course, they're going to do what everybody does is recreate and walk across the Abbey Road.
Across Abbey Road.
Everybody does. Could you imagine if you live over there, how annoying
that
must be?
I was going to say, how many times you just want to hit somebody?
Just want to run.
Want to take out four people with your car. I'll take out four people with my VW Bug just to make it more authentic.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually just have somebody sprain their knee by hitting them with my Fiat at 50 miles an hour because it's not going to do much. And the album finishes up with, it's not as popular of a song for, like, you know, non-Beatle fans that know their tunes, but it's Bob Levy's favorite Beatles song, right?
Okay.
Bob told me, and it's Baby, You're a Rich Man. And if you want
to
just
this
play
song
a little bit, it's a really good tune. Even if Bob likes it, I'll still like it.
You see what you have. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man.
Let's go.
Wait a minute. Am I wrong on this? Is, you know what? I think I forgot. Isn't, Shawnee, is there one more song on here?
Yeah, it's All You Need Is Love.
All You Need Is Love. Oh. I forgot. I didn't write it down. No, dude, and then the song,
think about that.
The album finishes with, we know this, the first basic, what do we call it? The first satellite
right
thing that ever happened, right? They
right
did it all across the
Mick
world.
Mick Jagger right? was in there and everybody, you yep. know, Mick Jagger was in there. Everybody was in that thing.
And they didn't even know the song. They didn't right. know what song. They didn't know the song because they wrote it and didn't play it anywhere. And, And All You Need Is Love. So, Shawnee, if you want to just play a little bit of All You Need Is Love.
All you need is love, love. Love is all you need.
And, dude, it's like when people say that phrase, like people say that phrase a lot. All right. you need is love, right? But they're not saying it because they just... You know, it's just something that came to their head. It's because it has been ingrained into the world culture of anybody who either understands what they're singing. Like, unless, you know, if you're from Swahili, you might not know All You Need Is Love. You know what I mean? If your Swahili is your language. But, dude, it is just synonymous with the Beatles. All You Right. Need Is Love. Something that is so pertinent even today, where people will just be like, dude, and what's going on? All you need is love. So right. that to me, Magical Mystery Tour, Fool on the Hill, Flying, Blue Jay Way. And if you want to say Flying and Blue Jay Way are the weak songs on this album, that's okay. One is an instrumental and one is George's kind of trippy little thing
trippy
when he was
thing,
out in
yeah.
LA. That was his thing because he was hanging out with some of his friends who were like just living on couches and they were like, you know, like vagrants, and he wrote a song about it.
But that's this- crazy the way he could just that whole surroundings, and he just has yeah. that really trippy, you know, yeah. feel
and just
to
write
it
a song
and everything.
Yeah, just write a song about it. And then there's Your Mother Should Know, I Am the Walrus, Hello Goodbye, Strawberry Fields, Penny Lane, Baby You're a Rich Man, and All You Need Is Love.
Need is love.
And it never gets brought up as one of their best albums. It just doesn't. I mean, dude, it is loaded. It is packed. It is a big, fat Italian sandwich with a bunch of meat and very little bread. It, of course. Yeah, it's fat.
A little bit of dressing. A little bit of dressing.
A little bit of dressing.
Just a little bit.
A little bit of tomato. A little bit of maybe oil and vinegar. But, dude, it's tremendous. And
yeah, it is.
I always say, because I would always say, what's my favorite album? And yes, my favorite album is Abbey Road. But if I'm like, when I go, oh, you know what? I just want to listen to a Beatles album. Like if I just go, I just want to listen to a Beatles album, I usually think Abbey Road, White Album, Magical Mystery Tour, and then maybe either Rubber Soul or Revolver. But
right.
Those are the ones where I'm like, you know, I just want to listen to one where I could just listen through, got into my headphones. I don't have to worry about, this is okay. And just, and dude, Magical Mystery Tour, to me, the most underrated Beatles album.
Great choice.
It's just so good. And it doesn't get any, and don't get me wrong, it's not like people say it stinks, but I think it's like, I have the theory of Let It Be. I think the reason why Let It Be didn't get as much love, because Let It Be is a great album, but it's never considered, because I think people that were fans of them when it came out and fans when they broke up, they look at Let It Be as Let It Be. It's like your parents got divorced and Let It Be is the person that your mom or dad cheated with. And you're
wow, that's great analogy.
You know what? Let It Be is the reason why that my mom and dad aren't together again. Right. So Let It Be is not a bad guy or a bad girl, but I don't want anything to do with it.
And just synonymous with the breakup. That's
my theory on why Let It Be.
Wow, that's good.
Magical Mystery Tour, I think, because it was Sam. You know what it was? It was the follow-up to Sergeant Pepper's, and I think people thought it was going to be Sergeant Pepper's, and it wasn't. Right. It wasn't this concept album. It was just this album that they made it a little bit. You know, it was like it had a concept to it. It was a Magical Mystery Tour and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's where I stand on that. So I think it's good choices, dude. Meet the Beatles
very good
or with
choices.
The Beatles and Magical Mystery Tour.
I agree with you, Joe. Well, what do you think, Joe? Should we start wrapping this up?
I think so. What do you think, Shawnee? Think so. I think we bored them enough.
I think that's good. We got to get ready for our show.
Yes, we have a show tonight. Well, so we better scram out of here. Shawnee, you want to play a little outro music and we can just kind of plug our stuff and we can get out of here. Ah, very cool. Listen, if you want to hear me, I also do a Conti and Kenny show every Monday night right on this channel, 7 o'clock on 100 Proof Podcasting. I also do the Honeymooners podcast. If you're a fan of the old show, The Honeymooners, I do a podcast all about the show with my pal Louis Fats. It's a lot of fun. And you can find me on social media, on my link tree, Joe Conti. I put out videos every single day, and it's all politics and religion. Haha, no, it's not any of that. All silly, fun stuff. Go ahead, Johnny.
TheRealJohnnyWatson.com is the website. You can get me on Linktree, Johnny Watson Comedy. I'm all over social media. I'm not putting out videos every single day, but I got to start doing that anyways. But and then, look for my schedule. And again, thank you so much for listening to us.
Yeah, thank you, man. And thank you, Shawnee, for helping us put this together. We really appreciate
it. Thank
you, Sean. And tell your friends about the show if you like it, and have some other Beatles fans check us out. And you can also, if you're watching this on YouTube, it's also anywhere you get your podcast. And in the end, right?
That's it.
Love you take is equal to the love you make. All right, everybody. See you later.
Goodbye. See you later, people.
Hello, goodbye.